Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama. With your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Lori, I want to talk about, you know, what we've been saying for years and talk about on this show, but, you know, people don't realize that a downturn in the market may or may not be coming, but when it does come, as it did in 2008, most of our clients are not going to have time to recoup from it, because a downturn in the market is going to take years and years to get back even. When you get back even, you're like starting over. They don't realize that. So do you have enough time to start over in your retirement? You know, you're talking about 10 years or longer.
Those in or near retirement do not have time.
That's right. And so that's what we're talking about, safe money. If you can get good returns on your money without having to, you know, to take participate in the downturn of the market, aren't you better off in there, and you can get a guaranteed income too from that? So that's what we're preaching. That's what we've been preaching for 10 years. You know, is guaranteed income, safe income. Everybody needs some guaranteed income as part of their portfolio besides Social Security. Don't you think, Gary?
Oh, you're exactly right, Jim. And, you know, the most important thing, I think, is to figure out what your risks are. And we talk to clients. I know we probably said this on the show before. You know, careful financial planning is not just saving money. It's not just picking the right investments. It's taking a look at a very long-term picture that's going to have some things you can control and some things you can't control. You know, I think our passion at Safe Harbor is helping our clients protect their savings, find a way to have some reasonable and consistent growth, and then pay for their cost of health care, or help pay for their cost of health care when they're in retirement. Because those are the biggies. When you get ready to retire, you just said one of the most important things that we talk about all the time, and that's having a consistent income, having a guaranteed income. And most people think Social Security is guaranteed. Well, it is, as long as you're alive. And we talk about what happens to couples when both couples have been working and both couples have been drawing Social Security, and when unfortunately one of them passes away, which is going to happen, they lose one of those Social Securities. And that's a pretty big loss for a lot of people.
That is right, Gary. And then, you know, you got to be prepared for that loss. Some people try to use life insurance to subsidize it, and that's okay too. But life insurance gets very expensive in older age. So we've got the solution to it. You know, get an income guaranteed for life for both of you, the same income you cannot outlive. And then it has what we call a home health care doubler in it, which doubles for you get confined to a nursing home or home health care. That's a perfect solution for seniors that need guaranteed income, okay? And if you don't need guaranteed income, we've got other solutions. We've got money that's more liquid that you can use, you know, to get market-like returns without risk. That's what we sell, folks. That's what we sell. And you got to look at that, things like that. We've been doing this a long time, Gary. We know what people are looking for. We see it every day, what they're coming in for. They're looking for guaranteed income. They're looking for safety, looking for market-like returns if they can without risk. They don't want to give up returns to the market. And we can put you in the market if you want to stay in the market. But, you know, we're not all about just one product. We sell variable, different products all the time.
Right, because retirement is just not one aspect. And, you know, you need different things at different times in your life. You know, if I'm 30 years old, I have a whole different set of needs than when I am 55, 60, 70, and 80. When I'm 30, I can afford to take some risk. I've got other issues I'm dealing with. You know, I may be starting a family, trying to figure out how to buy a house, affording ways to put money away. And most of us try to put money away in tax-deferred vehicles when we're young. That's what we've been taught to do for 50 years, and that's the right thing to do. But you have to make different decisions at different points in your life. So if I'm 30 years old and I come to you, I'm going to expect you to put me in one of our market-like investments because you have time, and you just said the most important thing a minute ago. Time is on your side when you're in your 30s and 40s. Time is absolutely against you when you're in your 60s and 70s.
Don't wait as old as Laurie now to start playing.
Now, don't kid Laurie.
I've been your client for years and years.
I'm kidding, Laurie. I'm kidding.
Remember, she sets up your mic.
But seriously, I did call you years ago.
You did, Laurie.
And we encourage everyone else to do the same, to take advantage of a complimentary consultation. Get that second opinion, a portfolio review, a risk analysis at no cost. Simply pick up the phone, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And let them know you heard it on the radio and you'd like that complimentary consultation with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
And you can always go to our website, Ask Jim Bird, that's B-Y-R-D, and you can leave any question that you want on financial planning. You know, we don't just look at one aspect of your financial planning. We take a holistic view of your entire retirement that you're going to be responsible for. You know, saving money is important. It's probably one of the most important things we do, but just like anything else, we can be doing it in the wrong way. If you're saving all of your money in a totally tax-deferred account, you are betting that your taxes when you retire are going to be lower. Now, 50 years ago, that could have probably been the case. But today, the likelihood that your taxes are going to be lower when you retire are not nearly as predictable as they were 40 years ago. And what happens if your tax rate goes from 25% to 45%? Well, all of a sudden, all the money that you've been putting away for years, the money's there, but the net that you get out after taxes is less. And, you know, I say this in our seminars, the money that you get to keep is what determines your lifestyle. Most of us don't really want to change our lifestyle significantly in retirement. We want to kind of live in the same place. Maybe some people want to downsize. That's becoming a trend now for people who have retired, and you know, maybe you had three or four kids in the house and you had three or four or five bedrooms, and all of a sudden you look up and say, you know, we don't really need all those bedrooms. The kids will still come visit us, but do we need to maintain a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house?
Well, talk about taxes. Yeah, it goes back to what I started the show with too. If you got higher taxes along with, you know, a flexible income that's flexible, that you don't know what your income's going to be in a given month. You know, it's up and down because it's tied to the market.
Right.
It could be low, could be high. Wouldn't it make more sense to have a guaranteed income where at least you know what the taxes are going to be on the money?
Yes.
And it's going to be tax deferred until you get ready to take it out, but you're going to have to take it out at some point. And if it's an IRA, you're going to have to take it out at 72, whether you want to or not.
I can remember as a new client calling you at tax time saying, I haven't received my paperwork and I need the paperwork to do my taxes. And you said, Laurie, there are none. You don't have taxes yet. It was a tax deferred vehicle.
Right. And depending on what vehicle you choose, you know, one of the things that we routinely suggest people do, and this is one of the smartest tax moves you can make, is to always fund your Roth account every single year. That's money you're putting away that you've already paid taxes on, and when you take it out, all the money that you're taking out plus all of the gain that is made is totally tax-free. Now, who knows if that could ever change? I'd be kind of surprised if they did change that, because that'd be a very unpopular thing to come to people and say, we've allowed you to save money in this for years. We promised you you wouldn't pay taxes on it. But yes, putting things in tax-deferred accounts is smart up to a point. One general rule I offer people is, if you're going to put money in a tax-deferred, like a 401k that your company is matching, put in at least as much as the company matches, because that's free money.
Yeah.
Now, you can't lose on that. Now, you do still have to watch what your money is invested in. In 2008, many people had their entire retirement savings in their tax-deferred accounts. And in 2008, the market took a 37% drop. It came back over the next several years, but people that were retiring in 2008 that needed to start drawing on that money had a big dilemma. You know, they had saved and saved and saved because the timing of the market was bad at the time they had to retire. They could pull less money out.
And even if you were already retired, I mean, you took a
exactly.
cut in pay. See, so you know, that's why you need some guaranteed income in your portfolio. And now we've been preaching that for years, Gary, but everybody's preaching it now. You got to have some guaranteed income in your portfolio. So let's switch gears a minute and talk about Social Security claiming strategies for couples, Gary.
Sure.
Just a minute. Okay. Couples should delay claiming their benefits as long as possible if they are able to support themselves throughout their income with their income. Even if your clients can't wait until 70 years of age, incremental progress toward the goal will increase the value of the benefits once they've claimed. Use a split strategy or have both spouses claim one income to maximize the monetary benefit amount. Again, advisors should run the numbers to make the separate benefit claims make sense. We've done that many times, Gary. You know, we had two retire. One takes the income, lower income, and the other hold off until they get the higher one, until they build it up, until they have to take it.
Exactly, because, you know, from 62 to 65, it increases by, what, 6% a year?
6%, yeah.
And from 65 to 70, 8%?
Right.
Yeah, and what most people forget, and here's what happened last year. You know, in 2020, you know, nobody planned for COVID to hit, but that impacted many people's jobs, and many people had to retire early. Their job was either eliminated or they couldn't go to their job. Statistically, more and more people have been retiring at 62 in the last few years than any other period in our history. Yeah. So retiring at 62 is okay. You can't claim Social Security till you're 65, and you really don't want to claim it until your full retirement age. That's when your benefits are the highest, unless you defer them for several years. So if you used one of our strategies, let's say you started in your 50s and you entered into one of our strategy, and by the time you were 60, you had a strategy that could start producing income for you for the rest of your life. You could take part of that income and have time to defer taking your Social Security, so you take advantage of that 6 or 8% growth. That, again, is free money. That's free growth.
That is a beautiful scenario that our radio program listeners can learn more about and actually hopefully take advantage of themselves simply by picking up the phone. So we do encourage you to call, even if it's on this holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And this would be the perfect weekend. Hopefully we don't have rain that washes out our fireworks. Having grown up here in Fairhope, it seems like every year around 5 or 6 o'clock, it feels like it rains, and then the fireworks go off at 9. But, you know, once you've enjoyed the fireworks, or if you've got a minute, go online to AskJimBird.com. Take a look at some of the things that we bring up with clients, because, you know, putting your money away to have a guaranteed income, a guaranteed growth rate, and insulate you from forces in the market that could really put a crimp in the amount of money that you have to spend when you get retired is something that you need, and I'm going to say this because I say it a lot, to be prepared for. Be prepared. Right. Nobody is out there pushing your rocking chair.
Well, you know, something I've seen, Gary, we've interviewed senior clients for years, thousands of them for years, and I'm seeing a trend now. They're finally opening up more towards Roth IRAs. Because, you know, all of the people that we see, the big companies, big plants, they'll have a little bit of Roth in their portfolio just as a afterthought, kind of. And now they're beginning to put more and more Roths in there, because when they get ready to retire, and you have to tell them, all this is great and wonderful, but it's taxable.
Exactly.
And now they say, wait a minute, what can we do to make it not taxable? There's not much you can do at that point, you know, but have it in a Roth. If you had it in a Roth, it's not taxable. We can work with some tax-free money and combine it with taxable money and lower your tax bracket. But you got to have some Roths, folks. And while you're still, if you're still young and you're listening to the show out there, consider putting more and more money into Roths if you can.
Exactly. And for some clients, and this is on a case-by-case basis, it makes sense to convert your 401 or your IRA to a Roth IRA, because here again, you're paying your taxes at a lower rate. Right now, because of the Tax Reduction Act of 2017, our tax rates and our tax bands are lower than they have ever been in our history. And those tax reductions are due to expire in 2026. So we know, we absolutely know, unless something changes, our taxes are due to increase in 2026. So if you're not making plans right now to deal with a higher tax rate, then you're automatically telling yourself, well, the money that I've put in, I'm going to pay more to the IRS than I was thinking I was going to pay, and I'm going to have less money in my pocket. And having less money in your pocket means that you have to think of ways to change your lifestyle. We're not here to help you change your lifestyle. We're here to help you enjoy that retirement lifestyle. We're here to help you identify the risks right that could wreck that retirement.
And one of the risks is using tax strategies to avoid paying taxes on Social Security, especially when it comes time to take RMD, required minimum distribution. Okay, it could be a ticking time bomb if advisors don't help their clients plan in advance to allocate these withdrawals away that can minimize the tax rate paid over time. And we have to look at that, Gary. We have to look ahead.
Exactly.
We look ahead to when we know that when they're taking the RMD, and they're going to have to take RMD at 72 now. They did increase the age, but you got to take it sooner or later. That you're going to have to look at that's going to be taxable, what's taxable and what's not taxable, and combine them together, as I said earlier in the show. And that's where a Roth comes in handy. You know, a Roth can be tax-free. But consider suspending Social Security benefits in cases in which doing so can increase the couple's long-term care benefit amount. If a client's claimed benefits early and then decide they don't need immediate access to their benefits because of unexpected windfall, a new source of income, or change their living costs, they can increase their benefits by 8% each year if those benefits are suspended. Clients can do this for up to 4 years for a total benefit increase of 32%, Gary.
That makes a big difference when you're, right. You know, most people, I shouldn't say most, but many people can live on Social Security alone, but it's a smaller number than you might expect, because Social Security on average pays out about $700 a month to a retiree. I think I read that the other day. But remember, when you turn 65, you're going to start taking your Part B benefits, the cost of your Part B benefits, out of your Social Security. And for most people, that's about $148 a month this year. That figure can change each year. But health care, you know, taxes and health care are two of the things that we hear more than anything else after having enough money to live on. That is number one by far. You can't start any financial discussion without saying, how are you protecting your money so you have enough money to pay your bills?
And you know, we're not advising our clients that enough, Gary, that you can suspend your benefits if you've had a windfall, inherit money or something like that, and that suspend it. You can spend those benefits up to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not take Social Security for 4 years. You know, you can do that.
There's a lot of choices. It can be complicated and confusing, which is why at Safe Harbor Financial Services and Daphne, we offer a complimentary consultation to learn about these options. At no cost to you, simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you love to remind folks of the website.
I always do, because Ask Jim Bird, BYRD, is there 24 hours a day. But you know, here's something else that we've been doing routinely for the last year. If it's inconvenient for you to come in, you know, sometimes fighting traffic is a real headache. You know, depending on where you're coming from, could take you an hour or so just to get to your financial advisor and get back. Call us and we'll set up a Zoom meeting. It's not quite as personal because you're watching each other through a computer screen, but you know, for many people, for some people, this is a very good way to be able to communicate with your financial advisor and not have to fight the traffic and the expense and time of getting there. I don't think I can ever say enough. People that have a good financial advisor feel more comfortable in retirement than people that don't. Because when you have someone like a coach, you know, I've compared this many times to a golf coach for somebody like Tiger Woods, but it could be any sports figure. Tiger Woods did not get to be a successful golfer by going out and just hitting a lot of golf balls. He definitely did that, but at the same time, he had a coach. He had someone that was helping to watch things, that he could say, hey, am I doing this right? Is there a better way? Can I do anything to improve this? And that's what we're passionate about at Safe Harbor. We listen to our clients and find ways to help them manage their money better, make their money last.
You know, it's funny, Gary, you mentioned that. I had a conversation with a client, somebody seminar attendee this morning. I called him up and he said, Jim, I want to tell you that was a wonderful seminar. Really, now I got a lot out of it and everything, but I've got all my affairs in order. Everything's, you know, I've been doing this myself for years and years. I said, yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to have a coach along the way?
Yeah.
Have somebody to help, you know, things get difficult. What if you get incapacitated? Something like that.
Yeah. And when's the last time you got a second opinion?
Right.
I'm not saying come here and change everything just because you hear us on the radio. But, you know, if I was sick and a doctor told me I had a terminal illness, probably the first thing he'd say is, you might want to go get a second opinion just to have more information to make your decisions on. So if you just want to check and see how well you're doing, give us a call. Come in and let us take a look at where you are, and we'll give you our opinion. We'll tell you if we think we can do better. If we think you're on the right track, but you need to routinely look at those things.
Sure.
And prepare for the unexpected. Jim, as you said, if you like doing your trading yourself and something happens to your health-wise, what you thought you were leaving for your family could be severely diminished.
Right.
So
right.
We encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
So, you know, it's always important to be looking ahead. You know, do we know what's going to happen in 2023? Yeah, you know, I wish I had a – well, you know, I don't. Because if I knew what was going to happen, I might avoid some things that might be better.
Might change your diet.
I might change my diet. I'm like most Americans. Gosh, I'd love to lose about 10 pounds. And I'll tell you, the hardest thing I have, it's discipline.
Yeah,
the discipline
too.
To do what I need to do.
Yeah.
And saving for retirement is the same way. You look at, let's take someone, for instance, that says they have a brokerage account. And one of the general rules in a brokerage account, this is not financial advice, this is just what a lot of people go by, is you can withdraw about 4% per year. Now, there's a lot of articles that suggest lately that taking out 4% a year is not going to last. But the problem is, can you maintain the discipline to take out just 4%? What if you have a year like COVID? What if you have children that have unexpected expenses? You're going to delve into that money because you need it. Now, I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do, but you need to be able to have something that's predictable, that you can measure, and that you can get a separate opinion every year. I would do it every year. Our clients, we call our clients every year on the anniversary of every one of their strategies to see how they're doing. And we quite often make changes in some things. Sometimes we leave them alone.
Well, Gary's good at that, too. So getting the best strategies for him, he does that, calling the client. So, you know, he has more time to do it than I do, unfortunately. But he's good at it, and that's what we do, folks. We need it, and we got a lot of clients, so it's hard to get. Sometimes we may miss some, but we eventually get around to it.
We'll always call you back. I guarantee you that. That's one of the things that I think we strive to do whenever we can. And you know, we're probably like everybody else. Every once in a while, we might miss a little bit, but we catch that up. But we make sure we stay in touch with our clients. How many of you out there are sitting here right now and haven't heard from your financial advisor in 6 months to a year?
Yeah.
I bet there's a fair number that you haven't heard. Some people that we talk to haven't heard from somebody in a couple of years. Oh, we're staying the course. Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of people, and not just clients, but people in general, sitting on a lot of cash. They're sitting in a bank. So, well, we just don't know what to do with this money. We don't want to, you know, we don't like getting bank returns because there's nothing in it, but we don't know what to do. But folks, there's places to put your money and get a lot higher return than you get in the bank, tax deferred return too. So come see us. We got places we can put money and not tie it up. Not everything we do ties your money up. You can keep it liquid. So there's a lot of options out there. Just come get some options. Listen to some options out there. Come listen to us and let's see what we can do for you. We promise you, we're not hard people to deal with. We'll let you walk away.
Let us be the P in your plan. You know, every one of us has to plan for a long lifetime. And we've got to try to find ways to make our money last. That's the important part.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. That's a real dilemma.
We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life if you deal with us, folks.
If you use some of our strategies, yes, your income will last for your entire lifetime.
But not everything, people want guaranteed income. If you want just liquidity, if you want better growth than you got where you're at now, better than 0.5% or something you're getting in where you are, please come see us. We can give you that and keep your money liquid. You got to come see us. We're independent, so we deal with a lot of different companies, Gary. We don't deal with just one company or one strategy. We have hundreds of companies that we deal with, and we can look around and fish around and put you in the right product or the right investment. So just come see us. You got to come see us, folks. We can't do it if you don't come see us.
That's right. So we encourage you to make that call. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laura.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner from Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Wishing you a happy 4th of July and encourage you to create your own financial independence. Pick up the phone and call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984 for that complimentary consultation. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.